Blog Talk Radio.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better.
Écoutez, à midi.
Quelle heure est-il?
Il est midi.
C'est l'heure de déjeuner.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger? Écoutez.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better.
Brat 901, y'all know what it do. Training live from Mars, Sage James, Joe Jimmy West Z. 914-219-0866 is number 2 dial to get involved in the conversation. Start off on a, I wouldn't say melancholy note, but just an informative note. Today, that since March of last year, there's been hot talk about, consistent talk about COVID pandemic, and it was what 500,000 deaths this year, just today, for the whole time. Is somebody back to shaving their back or something, yo?
Oh, probably Z.
Damn.
No, that's not me at all. Actually, I'm sitting still. So thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I had to pull up my chair.
That's not what it said. Oh, okay. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe that's what it was. But anyway, just a little about it. Yesterday, definitely we send our thoughts and prayers to those that have been affected directly and indirectly behind this situation, this phenomenon that has been going on since last year. But as a ray of hope, again, no deaths are good deaths, so we're going to make clear that, that's how we feel about the situation. But if we want to look at the glasses half full, the actual numbers of worldwide cases is around 112 million that was reported, right? So it's like 111.98, so we'll round up 112 million, right? Out of those, you have roughly 87 million of those that recovered. And the deaths totaled 2.4 million. Now, I like to look at that stat as a ray of hope that if 112 million people could get infected by this thing, some, and this is those that got tested, mind you. That may have never got tested. That may have had it, and nobody ever didn't affect them. Case maybe. But there's some people that this isn't a walking dead. We get it.
Right, right.
Can happen.
Okay. We're looking at about a 1% death rate.
Well, about 1%. And it's so funny about the and I was looking this up, and I can tell you a 5 to 10 is fine up to date, like accurate. The only thing that I was in the death and in the words.
Yo. Yep. Yeah. I'm there.
This better.
Not sure. Yep. Can you hear
you
me?
Hear me?
I can hear you now.
Can y'all hear me?
There we go. Much better.
That's way better.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry.
You was talking that shit. You got 5G
yeah.
over there now, 2B?
Hey, you see what happens, ladies and gentlemen. You see what happens for yourself.
Are you on 5G?
No, not at all. I'm on LTE until the phone drops, nigga. I'm on LTE.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, y'all see what happens, ladies and gentlemen. I get that shit talking, and here they go. Now, I saw USA Today put out an article stating that they had to fact check that 1% number, that it was false.
Dude.
And guess what the number was Dude. That they quoted instead of 1%?
0.8?
No. 1.5% was the actual survival rate. Not 1%.
1.5%.
Yeah.
So they just had to make it worse than what it was.
They have to incite the fear.
Now, mind you,
it won't work unless they do. It won't work.
Right. And they have to, you know, all the ones that, like, didn't even die from it, who just didn't have family, no one there to question it, yada, yada, yada. I mean, honestly, it's probably more like a 0.5% death rate. Now,
thank you for bringing that point up, Z. Because niggas was dying from car accidents, they was getting COVID put on their death certificate.
Absolutely. People who were home, literally people who watched their family members die of like cancer or heart attack or choked to death, or even I've even heard
of
a case where a dude drowned, they put him as COVID, and it's like, wow, okay. But we say that to say this, that the funniest part about all of it is that heart attacks have somehow disappeared, strokes have somehow disappeared, the cancer.
Nigga, the common cold disappeared. Allergies disappeared.
Right. Influenza A and B, non-existent. Tuberculosis, which was 100 times more.
Way more dangerous than contamination.
More, right. Than coronavirus. Don't even hear about that. So, I mean, it's a matter of perspective. I get the people who are running, and I get it. Like, none of us want it because, like, you don't know. You just don't know what's going
to
happen.
You don't know how you're going to react to it. You never know.
Right.
So we're always going to put that out there.
There's
an unknown factor with it. There's an unknown factor with it.
Right. But in the same token, how do we eliminate all the other diseases that for the last 25 to 30 to 40 to 50 years, like tuberculosis, let's just go with tuberculosis and pneumonia. Fuck everything else. Let's just go with those two right there. Okay?
Right.
We all
know
how deadly pneumonia
killers.
Is.
Those are respiratory killers right there.
Right. If pneumonia gets too far, there's nothing they can do for you. Like, period. Like, there's no antibiotic. There's not enough, you know, lung cause suction,
therapy,
right?
Or
like
whatever you want to call
there's
it.
There's nothing, right?
There's nothing they can do.
Nothing they can do about
that's
it.
That's how Bernie Mac died off that ammonia.
Yeah, he also has a condition called scardosis, which when it finally acts up, you know, it's like any other autoimmune, like AIDS or whatever like that. It attacks the lungs and yeah, you fill up quick, and then there's the problem is that your immune system is already so compromised that when that condition acts up, because it really mainly affects the liver and the kidneys now, and then when all that mucus is developed into your system and it goes directly to your pancreas and your lungs, then everything just systematically shuts down, which is, you know, it's terribly sad. But yeah, I mean, he pretty much drowned to death. I mean, same thing with Melissa's grandmother. She had heart disease. And her pacemaker went out, and she basically choked to death. You know, and it's just, just what the body does. But I just find it so fascinating how we've all of a sudden forgotten about all these things.
Everything.
That have been around since we were kids.
Everything, nigga. Everything.
Doesn't exist anymore.
Forgot about every illness under the sun, except for COVID.
Right.
Anyway, this is not what the show is about, ladies and gentlemen.
Could you do that?
Let's move. Yeah, sorry we did that. We didn't mean to. It wasn't planned that way, but this is what happens at the show.
But it's a fact.
But anyway,
but it is a reality, man.
It's a reality, though. It's a reality. We want to pay homage to it again. We want to tip our hat to those that have fought the good fight, whose families may still be dealing with it, who, you know, those who may have had to deal with it themselves on the front line and persevere through. We understand this is a very real thing. Nobody's denying that. Nobody at all is denying that. But all we're saying is that, I mean, you know, don't believe the hype all the way. It's not all the way factual, everything they give you. It may not be all the way factual when you read something other than what they tell you to read. That's all we
have. And at the very least, ask questions. Right. And at the very least, ask questions.
Ask one. I mean, common sense questions. You ain't got to be scientific. You ain't got to have no degrees in virology and all, you know, endometriosis and all. You ain't got to have no, you know, I know it's a disease, but, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. You ain't got to have no, you know what I'm saying? No medical doctor.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, Cam Newton got called out by a bratty high schooler, in my opinion.
Okay, that's good.
He was there trying to help y'all out. And this what you do?
Right.
Kanye and Kim, they're over. Was it overdue?
No more Kanye.
Is it the Kardashian curse, or was Kanye being Kanye? The NBA All-Stars ballots are in. Who got snubbed? And who should have, basically, who got let in the club, for no reason? Well, we're getting told that. And Osaka, Naomi Osaka, is she going to be the new wave of melanated female that no one can beat for the next, 20 years now? Serena been on top of the game since, 2001?
2002.
Somewhere around
there? I'd say
2002.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. Because I remember I was in Atlanta single. I was young running around Atlanta, and I didn't know if I was at like this kind of block party type, rave type thing or whatever like that with some folks. And I remember I almost punched this white boy in his face because there was after Serena and Venus, like both placed like first and second or whatever shit like that one year. And
Wimbledon or the French Open.
Yes, it was one of those. I can't remember. I think they both won first and second. Like they had to play each other in the final or something like that. Don't get me lying to you, but it was something to where they both accomplished top seeding in the tournament. And I overheard somebody say, oh, yeah, Serena just won. And dude said, yeah, got these two ape chicks trying to dominate the game. I turned around and said, what the fuck you say?
Mm.
Said, dude, it was a joke. Drunk, whatever.
Dude,
I said, I was like, all right, motherfucker. Like, I don't get it. I know y'all outnumbering us out here, but watch your mouth. Like, straight up.
Right.
Still happen. Yeah, it could still happen. And once they see you drop, the rest of them going to question it. I promise you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, we're going to get into all of that on the other side of the show. I'm going to get some papoose that I don't think nobody's heard in a long time, if ever at all. Yeah, I was going to my playlist. That playlist I've been put together in 2000 playlist has been speaking to me, speaking to my soul this past week. So I'm getting some joints down know that y'all hip to. Or
is this pre-Remy?
I've heard it in a while. Oh yeah, pre-Remy.
Yeah, okay,
this is mixtape papoose. When he was trying to make songs for the radio, and he still couldn't find the phone because he too street. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And this was an attempt at it. So let's get into this right here. We'll be right back, y'all.
Oh yeah.
This is the robbery song. You came here to get your party on. Stick up kids always start to fight. I got a feeling somebody gonna get robbed tonight. Every time this song come on, somebody get robbed. They always robbing somebody, them niggas need a job. 5 minutes ago, you was acting all hard. Backed out, you said, oh my God. I knew you had money cause I saw you by the bar. All these jewels on, you was fronting like a star. I'm going to the pawn shop tomorrow. Caught you when you tried to hop in your car. I keep the 40 on fire, not safety cause war beyond. They tie your girl up, I be putting my shorty on. But every time we have an argument, I'm always wrong. So I barked on my shorty mom. Your war stories, they all bore me, you corny dog. Keep your war story short when you talk up your story long. I watched your work up, he moved like 40 bombs. Stick him up, just a robbery song. This is the robbery song. You came here to get your party on. Stick up kids always starting to fight. I got a feeling somebody gonna get robbed tonight. Niggas getting mad cause my bag is bigger. But I had to do it just to make the traffic quicker. I was sitting on the block sipping yak with niggas. No matter how long ago it happened, Pat remember. I loaned this nigga a hammer like last December. And he coming on the block trying to laugh with niggas. See, you can't loan guns to these faggot niggas. They don't know how to bring them back, then they brag the niggas. Asked him where my hammer at, he said pass the liquor. I looked at him like, you ain't hear what I asked you, nigga. So I backed out on him with my ratchet, nigga. He tried to grab a nigga, but yo, how you gonna try to grab the gun? Use the backwards, nigga. I'm already holding the gun. All I gotta do is grab the trigger. Better respect the drop when I'm holding the chrome. Stick him up, this is the robbery song. This is the robbery song. You came here to get your party on. Stick up kids always starting to fight. I got a feeling somebody gonna get robbed tonight. I drop get right to show these dudes I can do what they do, versatile I am. I show my fans a wise man can play the part of a fool. A fool can't play the part of a wise man. Green Lantern did this track, goddamn. You got it sounding like I'm rapping with a live band. No more do I have the city in my hand. I put it back where it belong, on top, fam. If I hear another rapper saying it's non-jam, I'ma give him an eye jam and you make his eye jam. They mention me on the internet more than all of y'all. Half of y'all don't even count, I straight slaughter y'all. They mention me on the internet more than half of y'all. Cause my name entered the net like a basketball. Came here to rob the industry, cock the crawl. Stick them up, this the robbery song. This is the robbery song. You came here to get your party on. Stick up kids always starting to fight. I got a feeling somebody gonna get robbed tonight.
918. We back. We back. Y'all can hear me, right? Y'all can hear me? Can y'all hear me? Y'all can hear me? Can you hear me? I want to make sure y'all can hear me since y'all was talking shit earlier about my connection. 918. We back in the building. 914-219-0866. Number to dial. Chairman Men Live from Mars. Joey P. Midwest. I'm Save James. Let's jump right into the topic. The Cam Newton thing. Some say the response, and now those that don't know about it, like I said, there was a camp being held at one of the high schools that Cam Newton was a part of. I don't know if he was there for Peloton or whatever, but he was there as part of the staff to kind of, I guess, you know, bring some more awareness to the school or what. I don't know, whatever the case may be. It was a good gesture nonetheless because he had probably could have more better things to do with his time than that. But the fact that he's there and then he gets heckled by a high school kid, you know what I'm saying, about him being a bum and all of that and third. Now, granted, Cam didn't have the most stellar performance in NFL this past year. All right. It was in typical Cam fashion, but, you know, a lot of things happened. You know, he caught the COVID. He was in a brand new system, Belichick, you know, and I'm not even sure if the offensive coordinator even wanted, you know, wanted to draw plays up for him and everything like that anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
And it's, and in spite of all that, four of his losses were by like 3 points or less. So
yeah, he was in a lot of the games.
Like,
he was in a lot of the games. And he only had a losing record by like, what, two games? They were like 7-9. No, one game.
Yeah.
So
one game under 500.
Yeah. He was in a lot of those games, to say the least. But, you know, kid comes out of his face, pause, and, you know, just start calling him a bum and all kinds of craziness. First of all, I think somebody in the team should have checked him. Like, instead of, you know, kind of just standing back and watching the fireworks, like, somebody, you know, who really has leadership qualities on that team should have checked the kid and be like, yo, shut the fuck up, dude. Like, this is like your superior in all ways, shapes, and forms right now. Like, he's done it, baby. Like, he's been to a Super Bowl. He's won on every level except for the NFL when it comes to football. You know what I mean? Heisman Trophy, Rookie of the Year, college championship, high school championship. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, dude got stats, the NFL MVP. You know what I'm saying? Been to the dance and everything like that one time. He has, you know, credibility behind his name for you to have to show some level of respect to him. You know what I mean? And the fact that, you know, I think that that could have been a teachable moment for Cam, and he decided to take, you know, to stoop to his level, talking about, but I'm rich, though. You know what I'm saying? That was some bitch-ass LeBron James shit, like when he pulled his first year when they lost to Dallas, when he basically said, you know, y'all can say what y'all want to say, but y'all going to still wake up with the same problems that I don't have to worry about no more type shit. You know what I mean? And it was just like, well, nigga, we know that.
So maybe it's just me, and maybe because I'm still somewhat around, like, it's not a football culture thing. It's like a flag culture thing, to where it's like everybody has a platform. And honestly, a lot of it has to do with, you know, how social media has kind of gripped the and changed the perception of a lot of people. Like, you get a, you know, you're doing shit for views, you're doing shit to go viral, like, you're doing shit to basically say, oh, I have this one particular moment in time, and won't nobody be able to take it from you because it's on video. So,
right.
On one hand, the shit talking, that, like, if you've gone to a 707 event, that's all you see these little dudes doing. But
No.
That's what
I'm well aware of the culture. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, that, you know, I told you I played a couple years. I don't know if it was a competitive, you know what I'm saying, as you know, leagues that aligned with yours. But I was in, you know, you played in, like, you know, Fort Washington area, you know, when you local. I was up in Northeast D.C. playing. You know what I'm saying? So I understand the culture, how it goes and how serious the competition gets. You know what I'm saying? I got some competitive bones in my body. And I, you know what I'm saying? I'm a gamer. So I get it. But I'm just, you know, I don't know. I don't think I would see myself having the stones to, and not even just say it, but like,
to talk to Jerry.
Kind of like
to talk
ass.
To Jerry like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, because you played, so. And so I honestly feel like that rebuttal, that teammate that you wanted him to go ahead and say something, yo, dude is a captain. You're not even, because at that age, you don't even have the balls to say anything unless your coach is already kind of like lit the fire under your ass, normal. Like,
right now, I got you.
So he already got the battery in his back. And as far as we know, he could be a bum.
He'll be the captain.
But on the other side of the coin, 2 years from now, we could be talking about him on National Signing Day, and that's part of the fucking press reel that they run, is him talking that shit to Cam Newton.
Right.
But in the same token, you don't, no one, he, you know, first of all, he's a proven, he's not a legend, no. He's not a Brett Favre, no. He's not a Warren Moon, no. But he's a proven athlete, and he's a proven winner. And so, no, he doesn't have a championship. But, you know, he joined a team that was, at that time, of what, 5-whatever team?
They were the number one pick.
Number one
Carolina
pick.
Panthers.
Heisman
they
win.
Had the number one
MVP.
Pick.
So, you know, the level of respect, though, the problem is that the game is not like it was when we played. It's just not, right? Like, coaches can't grab helmets, you know, you can't yell at the kids, really. You say something, some mom gets upset. Like, you see the Marshawn Lynch video, you know, things of that nature. It's a different ballgame. And so I know when I was that kid's age and somebody like Cam was in my presence, I was more concerned about possibly getting an autograph or at least
facts, nigga, like, can I get this picture? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Like, all this trash talk? You trash talking a proven winner? Yeah. Like he said, I'm already rich. Right? Like, you haven't even gotten there yet. Humble yourself, young man. Because you one ACL, one busted knee, one torn Achilles away from never seeing glory. Period. Or money. Humble
yourself. That's my take on it too, Z. Like, you know, show some respect, niggas. You know, pay homage. And Jovi, I totally subscribe to the shit talking culture. You know what I'm saying? 110%. That's what kept me in game more than anything. You know what I'm saying? More basketball than football, but, you know, on the court, please. I was undersized playing against the, you know what I'm saying, you know, power forwards and shit like that, but I talk shit, and I knew I could now hustle them. You know what I mean? It's the pretty shit the dirty shit they wasn't willing to do, I was doing, and making them look bad behind me. You know what I mean? So it's like, I know, I understand the element of shit talking, but, you know, if that's a superior in the game and, yeah, you know, just in life as a whole, but that leads to a bigger conversation about how the respect factor for the OGs nowadays is at an all-time high. You feel what I'm saying? And
now,
that culture is seeming to be running rampant more so than anything. You know?
And I agree. And I agree. And that's part of the reason why I still, you know, try to be as competitive as I can, because it's showing, like, yo, like, I wouldn't dare at this age, like, the old heads wouldn't dare try to play no type of fucking bump with nobody around my age, because the shit was just different, like y'all said. But I'm going to say, riddle me this. What did he say that was any different than what you've heard other people? Now, granted, we talk about people not having the balls to say the shit to these people's faces, people hide behind the keyboards and this, that, and the third. This is a lot of the same keyboard talk that we've heard about Cam for the last 2 years. How many times you read online, you hear somebody say, oh, Cam's a bum. Cam's a bum. Like, get him the fuck out of here. Like, he's terrible. Like, how many times have you read that shit online?
It still don't justify it, though, fam.
Yeah.
Like, I'll say this. I understand exactly what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? These niggas are tied behind the keyboards. At least he's the one to come out and say it, so on and so forth. But I'm just saying, okay, you could be a fan while he's going into the visiting team tunnel and say that shit at Atlanta Falcons game or something like that. That's expected. But you're at a function to help these kids program. Kids.
So you saying you have an issue with the venue?
Football. The venue makes it totally makes the landscape so different. Like, anybody could say that shit while he's at a restaurant. Niggas could see him eating outside on the patio, of, you know, Benny Hines, this P.F. Chang's or something like that, walk by and say, oh, Cam Newton, oh, you a bum, and keep
you're
it pushing.
Bum.
All right. You can say that. I mean, all right, that's disrespectful, whatever like that, but all right, whatever. He got to expect that.
You're in the public eye, right, right.
We get that. That's going to happen. But this was a specialized event day. Again, he took time out of his day that he probably could have been doing other things, getting pussy, getting a tattoo, doing something else.
Whatever.
That he
buying blouses.
Songs he want to sing. Climbing the stage, in the back of the movie theater, watch somebody sit on it, hit a switch, because that's funny to him. He could have been doing everything he wanted. You know what I'm saying? But he was there doing that for them. And he has to deal with that shit from one of the kids that looks like him coming up versus all these other pundits that never played the game of the Nick Wrights of the world, that never played the game of football, and the Brian Windhorst of the world that never played a game of football in their life that is super critical on his game but never picked up a fucking helmet in their life and put some blood, sweat, and tears on that gridiron. And you there to try to inspire this kid to be greater than where he is right now. And he's coming at his face with that bullshit. I don't agree with that. I don't agree
at
with
all.
That at all. The venue speaks volumes.
At all.
Absolutely it does.
And if I was
absolutely
that coach, and I'm going to tell you, these kids with these phones, that shit got to go. But if I was that coach, that phone would have never been on the field. You see, without that phone, that kid had no heart.
Well, I wouldn't even go that far,
like,
because you know the kids are going to have phones.
Because it's not recorded.
You can't go far. You can't go that far with it. There should have been instant disciplinary action that was taking
the
place.
The phone should have been out there to begin with.
Well, you don't.
Yeah, but
Z,
you looking at this shit from the lens of the quote unquote olds. You're looking at it through that lens. Like, you have to understand that, like, the way that you would go about shit, bro, you wouldn't be coaching a fucking thing at the end of that shit. Like, and you got to factor in livelihoods. Like, really think about it. Like, Cam probably had every inclination. Cam from Atlanta. He had every inclination to probably just pull up on him and really press him out. But I applaud Cam because I don't think I'd have had the fucking decorum for that shit. Like, I'd have been dragging little homie all over the fucking track.
Hell yeah.
Like, you want to talk? Because the way that I was brought up, you don't talk to the old heads like that because you want to act like an adult, we're going to treat you like
you'll
an adult.
I'm going to teach you like that. That's right.
Absolutely. But I just look at it as I definitely agree with you on that. Jovi put the nigga in his place. But I probably would have started talking shit right back because I know me. I react quickly sometimes and shit like that. But I would probably be like, you know what, little nigga? Put some pads on. Put some pads on and bring your ass. Bring it out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Pause. Come on out here. Line up against me. And we see who's really a bum and who's not.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? And
Let's
then
go.
I would use that as a teaching moment for that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, shut the fuck up next time. Pretty Tony said, shut the fuck up when grown folks are talking next time. Straight up.
Amen.
You ain't built
Amen.
For this right now. So, I don't know. That's just me. I'm kind of disappointed that the culture has led, has emboldened kids nowadays to feel like they can just do that because they're chasing that 15 seconds of clout. They're doing that shit for the gram, but they're doing that shit to go viral.
That's what I'm saying.
Like that. You know
what
I mean?
That's what I'm saying. That's why, like, I mean, Jovi, you're right. I am looking at it from the lens of an older time, but he would not have that energy without that camera. That's what I'm saying.
But the thing
that
is this, though.
Not have been on that field.
The thing is this, though, my nigga. You got to remember, it's a different day and age. These kids ain't going nowhere without their phone. You know what I'm saying? So, again, I think that leeway would have been given to have your phone and everything like that. but there'd have definitely been parameters put out, and if he'd have violated that, he'd have got dealt with it instantly. Bottom line, and I'm pretty sure that's going to probably step up in, you know, measures on how to police these, or for lack of a better term, curb this enthusiasm for future events and everything like that. But I don't think there's any way in 2021 you would have told these high schoolers to not bring their phone on the field when Cam Newton going to be there. That's almost like an insult. You know what I'm saying? So I get what Joby's saying, but also I hear what you're saying too. I just think there had to be a fine line. There had to be a balance on how to kind of curb that. But no, I don't think anybody expected that. I don't think nobody was thinking somebody was going to have the fucking stones to just call this nigga out like that for no reason. I think that was just unnecessary, personally. You know what I mean? But anyway, I don't, you know, I say, whatever. I think the little nigga, he needs to get dealt with on a disciplinary level by coaches for that, for one. And if I was Cam, I'd call the nigga back out, straight up. I'm coming back here. You get your best seven, I get my best seven. And you got me. And I ain't even playing quarterback, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
You stick me the whole time.
Cam run a team. Cam's there because, chick, Cam has a 7-on-7 team.
But this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. Like,
they traveling all that
shit. I would have had to make the statement like that. I would have made the statement like that. If I'm a bum, show me I'm a bum. If you can show me I'm a bum, then I believe it.
Right. I'll walk away.
Bottom line. Anyway, enough of that. We're going to take a break, and we are going to come back and deal with the what we going to do, the Kimye, or we going to do the NBA snubs?
Man, let's get the Kanye shit out the way, Paul.
All right, I'm looking for this one joint. I thought I had loaded this shit. Oh, I wonder if you guys recognize, I don't know, people that's been following the cryptos and everything, but a lot of niggas and got scared early this morning because Bitcoin took a drop back down into the 40-something thousand from 57 this morning.
60.
Yeah. It's almost at 60 now, but what I'm saying, though, Z, this morning, that shit dropped around
that
9 o'clock.
Took a
morning,
mean
that
drop.
That shit dropped to about 46,000. Oh, I can tell you exactly what it dropped to right now. That shit dropped to fucking 47,400 this morning from being up to 58,000 over the weekend. But it's only for that split second. That's what I'm saying. Like, if people don't understand how the Forex market works, then, you know, that shit, you know, a lot of niggas done got wiped out. A lot of niggas done sold they, you know, Bitcoin or whatever and got out to trade or whatever they was doing, because that shit would have wiped anybody out. It would have had anybody scared. Because it was just for that 15-minute play, and then that shit got out of there. You know what I mean? Back up in the 50,000 range, but yeah.
Yeah, it's at 51.9, but it's still down 5,000 on the day.
That's what I'm saying. No, nigga, 7,000. It was up to 58 on Saturday.
Yeah, oh, I know.
You know
I saw it on Saturday. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, sir.
A little bit.
Anyway, take a quick break. We'll come right back, and we'll discuss this Kimye situation. Are these chicks just cursed? I don't know.
Nigga, what?
Trying to keep these player haters off our dick. Never fucking with them flawed ass clicks and crews. And bucking down busters that be acting rude. Cause these niggas and these hoes on some other shit. They like to talk behind your back, but in your face they rot your dick. That's why I stay tight with my crew. So what you gonna do when we come for you?
What the fuck you gonna do, nigga? What the fuck you gonna do? What the fuck you gon' do, nigga? What the fuck you gon' do? What you gon' do?
and reload. What the fuck you gonna do, nigga? Light skinned bitch, I give a fuck who you tell you don't like this shit. The fact still stands, you got one girlfriend, and I feel like the whole world's pimp. I can't be like you, always acting fake. I can tell you how much a real Mac can make. $1 million ain't shit to spend. I get some new hoes and get it again. So don't tell me what you wish for. You wanna be kept by a rich hoe, bitch ass nigga. I'm trying to hit me a lick, she better pay me right now. She wanna get some dick. I told you, got the game from the old niggas. Every time I park my car, I come to gold diggers. With the easy pussy sign on display. If you're looking for some money, don't come this way. You couldn't be a better player than me. Even if you fucked every day of the week, I know you think you got it like that, but Pete, I be fucking hoes every day of the week. Bitch.
What the fuck you gonna do, nigga? What the fuck you gonna do? What you gonna do? What the fuck you gonna do, nigga? What the fuck you gonna do?
Phone book and all your pictures. Chilling at the club with all your bitches. Lying on your dick, save the drama. Got my eye on your bitch and your baby mama. Cause you're snoozing. You know the rules, pimp. Your bitch is choosing. You about to lose them. Yelling, get your ass in the car, bitch. But I'm much too fast with this hard dick. Show dog to your brother, just can't be. Your bitch suck me and fuck me, and then she thank me. I know the whole story, you ain't serving it right. I probably stop by and put some work in tonight. You couldn't be a better player than me. Even if you fucked every day of the week, I know you think you got it like that, but Pete, I be fucking hoes every day of the week. I know you couldn't be a better player than me. Even if you rode in luxury, I know you spoke code and that top notch freak. You never could be a better player than me. Bitch,
what the fuck you gonna do, nigga? What the fuck you gonna do?
Eastern, 8:43 Central. We transmit live to Mars. I'm Joe BP. That DNS, that nigga saved James. Midwest East Omaha, 914-219-0866. Press 1 to engage in the conversation. We discussed to the point, I would say almost ad nauseum, in regards to Cam Newton and the young gentleman at the camp. And we're going to switch gears. We got about 17 minutes left in the show. Real quick, so Kim has probably the illest divorce attorney in the game right now, during her case. If you haven't heard, it's official. The petition for divorce has been filed. Say what?
She got more than him, though.
What you mean?
So,
I'm saying, like, she got more than him. If I mean, okay. All right. Maybe I'm not. You think Kylie's gonna go after her for her money?
There's a prenup in place already.
Oh no, it ain't a money thing. It ain't about a money.
I don't think so.
Nah. If anything, she's gonna be getting anything from that nigga. If anything else. He's a self-proclaimed billionaire.
That nigga is not.
I want to know how dope this prenuptial is, because, and I'm curious as to who fucked themselves or who actually, you know, if it was one of those amicable type deals, it's like, all right, cool, boom, boom, boom. Because on the outset, if Kim said, okay, Kanye, I want this prenup, because when they first linked, Kanye's star was starting to ascend. So he's not the Kanye that he is now from a stature and his financials. He wasn't the same guy. He's not the same guy.
He got
so
with her around
I'm wondering,
the throne, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
then he took a drastic downturn after that.
Yeah, so I mean, she had way more wealth than he did at the early onset. So I'm wondering if this prenup was more so to just for her to help cover her assets, and now you ain't in, like, are you really not entitled to anything else? I know her end because of the business side and how hands on her mom is. I know that the business side on her end is going to get taken care of. I'm really worried about Kanye. Like, I feel like...
You don't think he's lawyered up enough? You don't think he's lawyered up for this?
I don't think... I think the part of that our shared zodiac, that Gemini, I think the emotional side might have won over in that regard, because he was so head over heels over her that I feel like he might have allowed some other shit to kind of slide that may or may not backfire and affect him, because he probably was in the logical mind of, okay, this shit isn't happening, so I don't have that to worry about because it's not going to happen. And then now it's happening. So, like, what are you going to do at this point? Like, what are you, like, what's protected, what's not protected? Like, they filed for joint custody. So that alone is like, all right, so with joint, that tells me that you ain't really looking for the money necessarily, but are you filing to be the joint custodial parent? Because even if it's 50-50, if they're staying with you, like, and it's never 50-50. It's 51-49, honestly. So if they're staying with you for 18 hours on a Sunday because they slept there, and then y'all got up and y'all do shit before you take them back, then it's going to get broken down to that degree. Like, is he really that documented? Or is he really ready to? Because this could be perfectly cut and dry based on the prenup, or it could get into some gangster shit. And if it's going to get into some gangster shit, I ain't feeling too confident about Kanye's end of it, because I've watched this would be a third divorce. She's come up each time.
Yeah. And she's from a lawyer family with the Kardashians anyway. So her
dad helped get OJ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, and was dumbfounded when he did too. He's like, "Wait, what?"
I don't know, man. I personally didn't think it was gonna last this long, to be honest with you. You know,
with all the kids and everything.
Yeah, I mean, not even that, but just the whole stigma of the Kardashians.
The public family.
Yeah.
The public family and how private he had gotten.
Yeah, I didn't think that was a good mix from the beginning. Like, they had this nigga exploited on fucking Keeping Up with the Kardashians and all this shit like that, and
he looked,
you know,
so like he wasn't there for that shit.
So out of
like
place.
He was just
so
looking at the camera like you filming
so
me right
place.
Now, like, but he's not trying to spaz because he loves Kim, so he's like just
so out of place.
Paul's taking it on the chin.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's he did. He took one for the team with that one. And, you know, he secured his bets with having, you know, having the kids and all that shit like that. So, you know, if anything did happen, she couldn't just clean house with him, even though, like you said, she has her own paper. But at the same time, you know, chicks like that can always use a little more paper, or that's what they think. I can always use more.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm just surprised that it lasted as long as it did. That's my genuine fact, nigga. That's my genuine, response of the damn. It took this long, you know what I mean? You know, once he started going off about with the whole, the sage shit that he's on and everything like that, and all this other stuff he was doing.
Yo, he called Chris a pimp.
Yo, I mean, But do you think, like, still, do you think it was a joint effort in the situation, or do you think Kanye was being Kanye, or it's just a curse of the Kardashian? I don't know what to take from this, because it's a coin toss to me. You know what I mean? Because they have a bad track record with celebrity husbands. All of them.
All of them. Either lost their career or their life.
Or damn, they lost their life. Actually,
shit.
Yeah, Lamar just got right.
He just got back on his feet. Feel me? So it's like, I don't know what it was. I don't know who's to blame. You know, that's any of our business. But, you know, shit, we got to talk about it if it's news. I don't know who's to blame.
Right.
I don't know.
I
wouldn't be surprised.
Honestly, I think it was more just based on the public persona that we see, the person that we hear in the interviews. Like, I feel like Kanye's actions were definitely erratic, but I definitely feel like it was due to certain shit that was triggering. Like not even, and I hate to harp about, you know, his late mom passing, because that's the obvious. That's the obvious.
He was never right after
that,
though. He was never right when that happened.
Obvious.
Right.
So you went from losing a woman, and then naturally your first inclination, you want to try to replace that person. And, you know, that's at the early onset of their courtship, that's when all of this transpires. So there's an emotional attachment. And I definitely feel like as he may have gotten the help, or he may have gained the clarity, like we stated on the previous show, like, okay, if this is really his Paul's come to Jesus moment, and he's definitely 10 toes down, this is what he believes in, and this is how he truly feels, then who are we to, you know, judge that man based on his faith? Like, that, if that's what he chooses, that's what makes him happy, that's what keeps him going, that's what basically motivates him to do positive things, and he ain't hurting you. He ain't hurting other people. He may not be paying some people, but he ain't hurting them physically.
About that.
You see what I did there?
But all the same,
like, I definitely think he had his role, but it was just too much for someone as reclusive as Kanye. Like, think about it. Before all this shit, Kanye wasn't the type of nigga to be out. Like, you ain't see Kanye out like that. He might be at like a little special event, some Rockefeller shit, or he might be at a Def Jam event. But he wasn't no real big, I'm in the clubs all the time type dude. And if he was, you didn't hear about it.
Right.
He had to pull the whole 180 to his nigga, everything being videotaped. You're constantly in under surveillance. There's cameras around. To the point where I feel like he might have negotiated that shit with E and just told him, like, look, y'all not fucking filming me unless I want to be filmed.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised either. Or just pull someone. I just ain't gonna be here. Fuck it. I ain't gonna be here. Y'all got all the cameras y'all want. Count me out.
Right.
Yeah.
I got another place to live. Hey, y'all can't get in there.
Right. He's the only nigga.
Expect me to be there.
He's the only nigga that lives somewhere more reclusive than Midwest Z.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Interesting.
Right at this point. That's a fact. That's a fact.
I'm not.
You got to go Neverland Ranch.
There's an airport here, guys. It's not reclusive.
You was in Sioux Falls, my nigga.
That's reclusive. I'm in Omaha, Nebraska now. Not reclusive.
Nigga, compared to the rest of the world, it is.
Oh, but it, so a city with a million people is reclusive. All right, I got you.
Yeah, in the middle of the goddamn country.
I don't
country,
care where it is.
Smack dab in the middle.
There's still a million motherfuckers out here.
Right.
A million.
You better leave him alone. He's an Omaha.
Yeah, right.
Nebraskan.
Right.
What's it called now? What are the residents of Nebraska called?
Corn Huskers,
Nebraskan?
Nigga. They all call Corn Huskers. All of them.
No, not the colloquialism, but like how it's Marylanders, New Yorkers.
Oh, like
Nebraskans.
Nebraskan.
Oh, you got to add the I for them stealing the shit from the natives. I get it.
Look, I ain't got nothing to do with that game.
So listen, we got 3 minutes left. So real quick, yes and no, we're going to move on because I obviously don't have time to talk about it. Is Osaka the future?
Is who?
She
Naomi Osaka,
she's
the
future soon
of future.
She's not. She's not a couple months. Give her two years.
Okay. Because how old? She's only like 16 now, right? 16, 17, something like that?
She like, nah,
well,
she's
a little older.
She's 21.
No, she's 20.
Oh, she's 21.
Yeah,
okay.
She's 21 now.
Oh, okay.
Is she 21?
She beat Serena. Yeah. And you got to remember, everybody.
Hopefully, Corday don't knock her up.
You know how your Maryland niggas don't like pulling out nothing.
Hey, he's a transplant.
Who's
that nigga's from fucking? He's a transplant. She was Corday, YBN Corday, as he used to be called.
Oh yeah, he about to see that up.
Nah, she probably got the limits on that nigga. I think she's the future. I'm gonna put in Japan. I'm sorry, y'all can't claim that. She got too much melanin that for niggas to think she more Japanese than she is black. So, nice try. You know, Tiger tried that shit early, but everybody know he got more melanin than he does that Asian shit. Yeah, I mean, so yeah, don't try it, y'all. Y'all see what she looks like.
For 21 years old, to have a net worth of $17.8 million, I'll take it as a tennis player.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely, ain't nothing wrong with that. So, biggest snub so far, obviously, is Dame Time for the NBA All-Star. Minute and a half left. Who is it you would want to see named at least as a reserve or should have been a starter? Just give me one name. Z, start with you.
I thought it was pretty fair that it really there wasn't anybody that I thought.
So you think Jokic should have got the nod over Dame Time?
You're talking about Luka.
Honestly,
I'm sorry. I'm saying that's the wrong. Who was it?
Luka.
Oh, Doncic.
Yeah.
You know.
Hurry up, man. It's 30 seconds, man. Yes or no?
Yes, I think he got his spot deservedly.
Wow. Jovi, one name you thought should have made it that didn't.
I'm not going to say a name that shouldn't have made it, a name that surprised me, and I wanted to see more from him and his team. I didn't realize Sabonis was putting up numbers like that.
He is.
So the Pacers, I'm interested to see what the Pacers look like.
Zach Levine is my pick.
I was surprised.
Zach Levine is my pick for obvious reasons, but he's tearing the league up. A lot of people not paying attention. We see y'all Wednesday.
Y'all need buns up.
We're super buns. And B just dropped a 50 burger on us fucking Friday night. I was mad as shit. But anyway, see y'all Wednesday, man. We got more for y'all then. Peace. Episode 200 on the way, y'all. See y'all then.
200. 200.